Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, the name is Earl McCullough, and I'm calling in regards to, I guess, an account that was set up for me. I guess back in, what, September of last year?
Mr. McCullough, can you verify for me, please, your address?
It's 14635 Warwick. That's Warwick. That's in Detroit, Michigan. And the zip is 48223.
Okay, thank you. Hold on for one second. Have your the address is correct. One moment. And it looks like the phone number that you're calling in from matches also. 313-912-6352. One moment. Have your email, earlmccullough19@yahoo.com. Is that your email address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so it looks like what was ordered was a pulse oximeter. But one moment, I just have to track it, see if it was delivered. Be right with you. Okay, let's see. So according, label created, not yet a system. One moment. Might be too far back. Okay, so it looks like, did you complete, hold on for one moment, let me click on it and see what information it provides me with. Okay, so did you complete a survey or enter in any kind of contest and you selected the pulse oximeter?
Now,
But
that might have been.
This was
Go ahead.
back in September. So you first pay shipping and handling, $6.70. Then it looks like you also pay for the warranty of $3.99. But what happened when you ordered that, what came along with the pulse oximeter was a shopping membership, which allowed you to receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online. So that's the reason you would bill the $49.97.
Now, was that now this $49.97 has that now when I was checking with my credit union, by this being set up or what came along with that, was you said 100 and how much,
Well, you're
127?
supposed to receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online. So you're paying, I might as well say you're paying like $50 to receive a $125 gift card a month, which allows you to shop online, but you have to pay for it, if that makes sense. But it can,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it came along with when you ordered the pulse oximeter. That in addition was the agreement when you ordered that as well.
Okay, because see, that's the part that I guess calling about. All right. Now, was that gift card of $125 put into, or let's say that gift card, was that sent to me each month since September?
Correct. You should find it in your email. If it's not in your regular email, you could check your spam or junk mail. And the email should be from support@buytopconsumerdeals.com.
That's the email that the gift card would come up under.
Correct. It should come up under that email address.
And once again, what is that email?
Okay, let me go back to it one moment. Okay, it's support at buy topconsumerdeals.com.
Okay, support.
Support at the at symbol buy topconsumerdeals.com. Now it looks
that's
like
that's all one.
All one. You're gonna ask, was it all one word?
Right.
Let me go back to it. Yes, all lowercase. Support at buytopconsumerdeals.com.
Okay. For the amount of $125.
That's with the gift card. It's worth $125. One moment, I'm just making updates on the account.
Well, you were about to say something, and I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I got that.
Oh, I was going
email.
To tell you that the representative that you did speak to before me, they did cancel the account. I was making sure the account was canceled.
Okay, because, and that's why I was wondering, from September, I was being sent a gift card of $125.
Correct.
All right, that I could use to shop. Now, is this with Amazon?
You can, any type of merchant that does online shopping, you should be able to use the gift card, correct?
Well, I'm just wondering if this was something, like you said, if I took a survey.
Oh, yes, it could have been with Amazon, Walmart, Sam's Club, like a host of different places. Home Depot is one. Can you hold for one moment?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for holding.
All right.
Okay, so yes, it looks like the oximeter was ordered on the 24th, and then you were billed on the 28th of September, $49.97, since the 28th per month.
Okay, so you're saying in September, I was being billed.
Well, you pay first the shipping and handling, $6.70 for the oximeter, and then 4 days after that, on the 28th of September, is when we sent you the $125 gift card. And then after that, every 30 days. The next one was sent on the 29th of October, 29th of November, 30th of December, and then on the 30th of January. But the representative canceled the account, so you won't receive any in February or thereafter.
Well, I'm just concerned with the fact that, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall seeing gift cards that email for $125 for shop online, something that I don't know whether it amounts to $120. I mean,
no, it should be $125 each time it goes to your email address.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Which is the Yahoo 19. Well,
Earl McCullough, 19 at Yahoo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I checked my spam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what have you, but when was the last one?
On the 30th. January 30th.
No, what I'm doing is actually going into my account.
Mm-hmm.
By email. All right. Now, I do see there's several notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that for each of the months that I was billed?
Mm-hmm, correct.
So that comes out to a total of how much?
Let's see, September, October, November, December, January. So that's six times you were billed the $49.95. So you should have six emails showing that $125 gift card.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay, I'm only seeing five right now.
You see five. You see five what?
Cancellation notification.
You said you see five cancellation notifications?
Yes.
No, you should only receive.
There, let me just click on one.
Should just be one. Well, maybe because, let's see, one. Okay, yes, you were billed five times. One, two, three, four, five.
$49.97.
January 30th was the last time you were billed. The $49.97. Now you said you received an email. Five emails.
I'm just doing emails just now. Mm-hmm. Oh, cancellation notification. Okay.
Oh, okay. Mhm.
And Well, I'm looking at my spam, and I don't see it there. And I'm looking at my trash, and I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's, I'm wondering, like, you know, because that's something I would not have signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
And I can recall, I think that was something, you said it could have been through Lowe's or Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of different merchants have surveys and contests and things like that. So it could have been. Wow, I just really don't know. Could have been your whoever your phone carrier, your cell phone carrier is, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, just to name a few, Amazon, Sam's Club. I really don't know who might have offered you the survey.
Okay. Because what I think that is that if you've used, let's say, could have been Verizon, it could have been mm-hmm. Sam's Club. I know it was Sam's Club. Because the only places that I do business with at this point
mm-hmm.
would be either Lowe's or Home Depot or like Verizon. But I guess what it is that they sort of tell you, well, you know, since you're one of our valued shoppers,
mm-hmm.
you have so much credit.
Mm-hmm. That, you know? That's probably it.
And what you can do is, by you answering these survey questions,
mm-hmm.
depending upon how much you've spent at our facility or store or whatever
mm-hmm.
else, you know, you can choose from these items. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I'm a healthcare worker,
mm-hmm.
you know, a pulse oximeter, okay, is a very valuable instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the one that they sent me didn't work. Worth a, and I'm just going to leave it blank.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like you say, you get the shipping charges, okay? Okay. I've been a nurse for well over 40-something years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the value, especially during, you know, what's going on now,
mm-hmm.
whereas you use that as a vital instrument to check your oxygen level. All right, that's what it's used for. So when you have a virus that blocks the amount of oxygen that you are breathing, okay, that's a very important instrument. But now, as far as getting a credit or a gift card of $125, and for what was offered at the time that I, quote unquote, thought I would be getting something very valuable for what I do since I'm dealing with this COVID-19 situation.
Mm-hmm.
People who, that's a reasonable thing. And if I've been, you know, spending over $100-something at your store, okay, you know, they're only going to give you so much, a selection of so much, depending upon how much you've spent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. They say, oh, well, you could get, you know, a certain amount of money, you know, or gift valued at. Well, I didn't want all that because from what I saw, you know, and for what they limit you to, all right, $6, postage and handling. For what it's worth, okay, just give it to me because I could use that with my, you know, utilities that I use, you know, when I'm taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
But sign up for a shopping spree of $125 a month. I have not seen any gift cards, okay, in my email from this, as you would say, support by topconsumerdeals.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being charged $49.97 a month.
Okay. I don't do that. Because, see,
hold on for one moment, please. Thank you.
Sure.
Be right with you. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. Now, this you said you haven't received the emails. What I can do is submit this information over to corporate. I know the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and at least credit 50% back to your account.
Well, that's just it. And I'm just going to be quite thorough with you instead of quite frank. This is nothing but part of a scam that I've been privy to, you know, before. That's why I don't sign up for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get a shopping spree. They charge you $49 or $50 a month.
Correct, for the $125.
But for $125, what's being offered, okay, does not end up being that amount. So you could be getting something from China, you know what I'm saying, that is much less.
Well, okay. Where you would order from, it just depends what merchant would accept it, you know, from online. Because it can only be used online.
Right. And that's why I say, you know, I did that once a while back thinking that, okay, you know, I'm going to get this watch and, you know, it's valued at this amount of money. All you got to do is, you know, pay this amount of money, but, you know, it's like FanDuel, you know, you can bet $50 and win $200. Okay, we'll give you credit for what, $75-something. All right. So you know whatever you order is going to be worth the value of $70, and you're thinking that, oh, if I'm only paying what, $50 a month, all right, I'm going to get something that's valued at $125 or more. See, that ain't nothing but a scam. And so, like I said, I wouldn't have signed up for nothing like that.
Mr. McCollum, how can I assist you?
Yeah. You say you can bypass or give me credit?
Right. The system will allow a 35% credit. One moment, let me just make sure. Okay, the system will allow a 35% credit. I can at least credit 50% back to the account.
Okay. Let's just do that.
Okay, one moment, please, if you don't mind. Okay, sir. Well, thanks so much for holding. Now, I did credit 50% back to the account. Your bank or credit card company takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it. You will receive email confirmation also, and the representative that transferred the call over to me, they did cancel out the account. Would you like your cancellation number?
If you could email that to me.
Yes, that's going to go in an email form also.
And by the way, you said there was a warranty on that?
Yes, you paid $3.99 for a warranty.
And how long is that warranty?
For a year.
Okay. So now, if I'm not mistaken, I think I still have that little envelope that it's in. Because, like I said, I've been in this field for over 40-some years. And if this little piece of, how should I say it, excuse my word for saying non-functioning contraption, okay, was sent here and it does not properly work, you know, I would definitely like to have it returned and what I would definitely appreciate is one that works properly for assisting, you know, my patients, okay? Because right off the bat, it definitely is not a working item, okay?
Okay, so I can also have that another one reshipped to you.
Okay. Yeah.
And that will be complimentary.
Okay, I do have a little box looking for the package, so I think that's upstairs. Yes. Okay.
All right. So, sir. Well, I'm going to submit that request as well. Today is Monday. You should receive it by next Monday. It will be complimentary, and again, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay. So. I'm going to be credited how much?
Okay, so you. It's only 50% for the most recent charge.
So what you're saying is that those other months, the September, October, November, December, are still going to be credited to your account?
Well, I was crediting the most recent charge, 50%, and then I'm sending information over to corporate so they can check on the gift cards that you said you did not receive. See, I'm not able to check on that, but corporate can.
Okay. And if you could send me information concerning your corporate office or how to get in touch with your corporate office,
Now, you would be able to get in touch with corporate through that support email that I provided.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, and what I'm going to do in addition to that is provide you with a full refund for the January charge and then submit all of this information over to corporate so they can investigate where the $125 membership gift card is. I might have, you know, given you the incorrect email address, but that email address I did provide you with, that's one way that you can get in touch with corporate as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, no, I appreciate the full refund for, you know, this month.
Mm-hmm. That's for January's charge.
For January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll wait what, you know, corporate has to say concerning
mm-hmm.
the fact that I have no recollection, for I don't see anything in my emails much. First of all, my emails, let alone my spam, were my trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I would have definitely inquired about that immediately. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll be waiting on their response as well.
All right, sir.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
All right, and I'll look forward to that other one.
No problem. Hopefully. I submitted that one as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Now, you know you're going to take your little brown butt outside.